Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I'm curious who here on the Adam Mockler channel lives in the Washington, D.C. area, because if you do, I wonder if you enjoyed the fact that Indy cars were racing all around the Capitol today and Donald Trump and the entire Donald Trump goon squad was there in attendance. Here you have a post from Rapid Response, the official White House page. We have green. We are racing in the Freedom 250. And then this video of Donald Trump looking like an idiot, waving a green flag. We're taking sports out of politics. That was the problem. Colin Kaepernick, he knees. I don't want to pay attention to politics in my sports. I just want to watch sports. Except if it's conservatives and it's Donald Trump, then it's all about Donald J. Trump. Look at this. This is insane. I can't play this because of copyright issues, but I would challenge people to go watch this. Fox Sports, President Donald Trump is the sports president, and it's a 32-second montage of Donald J. Trump. These people are psychotic, deranged. Like, no one wants to mention the whole sport, politics and sports thing? No, I guess not. Donald Trump can be around. He could be around for the UFC fight. He could be around for this IndyCar ordeal in Washington, D.C. Now, the actual track itself, I've never driven in Washington, D.C. I guess I drove there one time, but the roads are not very good. Have a lot of potholes, I guess. I don't know. You can let me know in the comments down below. But people mentioning drivers looking upset, frustrated, because they were hitting like potholes in the road. The administration and D.C. went through this whole thing where they said, we've made sure that there's nothing in the roads and no potholes and it's race ready. But some drivers frustrated. Let's take a look at what's going on with Donald Trump's hair today, because it looks like when he showed up for this NASCAR ordeal, his hair was like sticky glued on. I'm unclear if he's still wearing this wig, but you're going to be looking at this in a second and notice, wow, he's like a Lego. It's just stuck to his head. Before I hit play, do me a favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, share this video out. I am not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. And if you appreciate the work that Adam and I do and the rest of the Mockler Media, team behind the scenes to bring you guys this content every single day, it would mean so much if, again, you hit like, hit subscribe, and share the video out. Take a look at this.
Thank you.
I mean, like the side here, the back, that's got to be all like hairspray stuck back here. It looks kind of like glue. And then the front of his hair is sort of moving, but I'm watching the wind with other people's hair and I'm saying, this guy's hair is blowing, looks fairly natural. Donald is like, he's got like this cowlick going on and none of this moves. It's all just still. Again, like he's a Lego character. You put the hair just boop on top of the head and click it on. This top area moves. Is this still a wig? I don't know. Because his hair changed overnight, nobody mentioned it. Could you imagine if Joe Biden showed up with a wig one day? It's like mid-2023, and one day Joe Biden just got a full head of hair. The media would go berserk. We'd be still be talking about it right now, and that's not me exaggerating. In 2026, we'd be talking about how the failures of the Biden-Harris campaign, because when Biden showed up with the wig, but when Trump does it, it doesn't matter. He's just immune to the rules of politics, also part of why Adam and I do what we do, because that is so effing frustrating, especially if you care about our country. I want to point out in relation to seeing Donald Trump today and him in the last few days, I made a video on this channel reacting to one of the most recent speeches he gave. He was sweating profusely, did not look good. Obviously, we've seen him, you know, fall asleep in the middle of the Oval Office. He's now got a wig because I guess his hair is just looks like it's thinning, it's falling out, all these things. We got this WAPO article today, the Washington Post. Doctors say Trump's weight poses a significant health risk. Wow, what a headline. The president has gained about 20 pounds since his campaign, according to his statements and those of aides. Again, today at 6 a.m. Eastern, President Donald Trump has faced, obviously, scrutiny for a lot of the health issues I just mentioned. Some doctors say they're worried about another risk, the 23 pounds that Trump may have gained since his last campaign for president. In August of 2023, when he was charged in Georgia in an election interference case, Trump's booking record listed his weight as 215 pounds. He weighed 238 pounds in May of this year, according to a medical report released by the White House. So how accurate is that? Could that really be like 250? I don't know. You can let me know what you think, but with the expansion of executive authority and the fact that Donald Trump is surrounded by loyalists and anybody who could ever go against him gets fired, I mean, I'm not saying that the White House doctor is doing something he shouldn't be doing. I'm just saying that if the White House got the report in their hands, signed, they might have somebody change the 238 number to 250 number to 238. That's all. That's all. That would make him about 1.6 pounds shy of being classified as obese, as he was in 2019 and 2020, given his height of about 6'3". It talks here about the fact that Donald Trump has been looking a little bit heavier, and these weight, the reports we've got on his medical records over the last decade have been pretty intensely scrutinized. And White House physicians have said they've advised Trump, who has made little secret of his love for fast food and his distaste for intense exercise, MAHA, folks, to focus on weight loss, improving his diet, and sustained physical activity. And so we will see. The fact that the Washington Post writing about this, I find very fascinating. The White House responded and said he's incredibly physically fit and far more physically fit than Biden could ever be. Again, when you are deep into your second year as president of the United States, still talking about your predecessor, things are not going well. Not going well. The beast, Donald Trump, did a lap around the racetrack here, stopping at the finish line. This is obviously the beast, the presidential motorcade. And then there was a flyby with the new Qatari jet, so we could all witness the corruption in real time. Take a look. Your tax dollars hard at work, folks. Hard at work. Let's set this up in Washington, D.C. Let's pay hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to do a little Qatari jet flyby that President Trump was gifted. Because that's the thing. There's no problem there. There's no corruption there. People just give you jets that are worth billions of dollars for free without expecting anything in return. Right. Right. You know what else I found interesting? We're going to mute this and hit play. Look who showed up today, folks. That would be Eric Trump, and to his right, Natalie Harp. Eric Trump chatting up Natalie Harp today in Washington, D.C. at this event. It's like the White House barely tried to PR their way out of this. They had Melania show up for one day. One day. They couldn't even get Natalie Harp to stay away for more than a day. I'll take a bet right now. We'll see how it ages. But I bet we will get a future report, whether it's in 3 months or 6 months, some exclusive story from the New York Times, the Washington Post, from whoever, explaining that when this was all going on and Natalie Harp was blowing up into the scene, the White House was urging her to not be seen with the president as often, and she refused. She was insistent that she be near Donald Trump. That's my guess. That story is coming again. I wonder what could they possibly be chatting about right now? Eric's like, hey, me and Don Jr. are worth so much money these days, and my father's 3x his net worth. Meanwhile, everyone here in D.C., the American people, the peasants, their prices are going up, but we don't care. We're still waging war in Iran. American troops are dying. We're not even telling the truth about that. It's the golden age, folks. Your grocery prices are high. Your gas prices are high. Inflation is exploding because of his war, because of his tariffs. There's no new wars or something. Just ignore it. It's fine. The problem's solved. This was his last speech. Listen, the problem is solved.
We were a dumb, stupid country led by a very, very stupid person.
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Who goes to these speeches and hears this? It's like, yep, that's right. I'm paying $4.80 for gas that directly correlates to Donald Trump's war. But he tells me that we used to be a dumb, stupid country run by a stupid person. So sounds good to me. My goodness. And so, of course, the propaganda machine today in D.C. had to help out the administration run their propaganda, their absurd talking points. The delusion is at the highest scale possible if you are still watching this and believing this administration. Take a listen to Doug Burgum here and tell me what you think.
Mike Johnson, the speaker, was just here, and he said that you guys might try to do this again next year. Do you have anything to announce?
Well, nothing to announce yet, but let's just say this is the perfect time of year to do it. Congress is on recess from an economic development for our capital city. Hotels, restaurants, the people of Washington, D.C., the greater capital region all love this idea. This is a really positive thing. And if you look at the smiles on the faces of the crowd, I haven't met anybody who said, please, everybody I've met is saying, please, please do this again next year.
Well, this is
right. That's why I asked you in the beginning if anybody here with me was in the Washington, D.C. area. If you made it this far, comment if you agree with Doug Burgum in D.C. You would love to see this again, because Doug Burgum says everyone he's talked to at the event loves it and wants it to happen again, because famously you would show up to a NASCAR event, or excuse me, an IndyCar event. You would show up, get tickets, be dressed, go through the crazy security because the president and all his friends are there. You would go through all that because you hate it. But don't worry. Again, the president is focused on America first. That's what matters. The war in Iran, America first. The high gas prices, his tariffs, isolating us around the world, infuriating our allies, America first. He was asked about the story I actually reported on yesterday for this channel, the beef that he is importing. He is importing foreign beef and subsidizing, it appears, at least part of it, to try to lower the price of beef. He says the prices of groceries are at an all-time low. That's why he has to import beef to lower the prices. Right. But he was asked, like, is this really America first? We learned that some of it would be from Argentina. Is that not Argentina first?
What do you have to say to U.S. farmers who feel that the deal is benefiting Argentina more than it is them,
Argentina's fighting for its life, young lady. You don't know anything about it. They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means? They have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina. I think he's trying to do the best he can. But don't make it sound like they're doing great. They are dying. All right? They're dying.
What do you mean by beef?
Right. So that needs to be an ad everywhere all the time in the midterm season. He was asked, what do you have to say to farmers who are upset about this and feel like it's America last? And his first response, the first words out of his mouth, or Argentina is fighting for its life. You don't know anything about Argentina, young lady. Of course, that's how he always talks to reporters, specifically female reporters, because he's a misogynist. Obviously, as we've seen, he says the most horrible, terrible things to women and has for a long time. But in the last few months, the clips we've gotten, how he speaks to reporters specifically who are women, quiet piggy, because he's a disgusting human being. But you just need to cut this everywhere. What do you say to farmers who say you're not focused on America right now? Well, you don't know anything about Argentina, actually. Argentina is fighting for its life. That's why I'm focused on Argentina. This from a few days ago before he went to the rally being asked about some of this beef, the beef story. Take a listen.
Beef imports is upsetting some ranchers, as well as some Republicans are asking you to delay that move on imports.
Well, we want to get the beef prices down, so we'll get them down a little bit. And that's what people want, that's what the voters want, and that's what I want. The ranchers are great, they're my people. I love the ranchers, they've done a fantastic job, but they admit that we need a little help and in order to get the prices down. So that's what we're doing.
The ranchers are furious, and it's hurting their profits. It's disincentivizing them from producing beef and trusting that they're going to be, you know, making the most amount of money possible off of this. And there's a lot of different options to bring down the price of beef. How about step number one, stop your war with Iran? Well, I guess Donald Trump's stuck now. He really should go back in time and stop the disastrous decision he made, because it's exploding the price of diesel fuel and oil and all that stuff that's inevitably going to increase the price of everything. You also had today Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, on a Sunday show on Fox attacking Canada. Again, folks, America first. Donald Trump and his blonde aide, Natalie Harp, are going to go spend our tax dollars to check out the IndyCar thing, to get their moment of fame. Donald Trump, we just learned, in the month of June, traded 1,051 stocks. That is one stock trade roughly every 8.5 minutes, folks. 8.5 minutes. These people who are getting super, super, super rich are going to do their thing while they screw us. While they take some of our strongest allies, allies that we've had a relationship with for decades and decades and decades, and destroy it. Sean Duffy attacking Canada. Countries that we have had relationships with for decades and decades and decades that help us economically, and they're just going to destroy them because they don't care. Quote, it's a country that doesn't have a military. It's a country with a single-payer healthcare system that's failing. They have record-high euthanasia rates. And so to think that they're going to go to war with Donald Trump and actually win that war with the U.S., I think it's foolish on their part. That is in reference to this trade dispute and Canada saying we're preparing to go to essentially economic war with the United States if this is how this is going to be. And I get it. I feel terrible. I feel terrible for our neighbors in the North. As they watch this, as they watch the guy who wore an anti-pedophile shirt to a Trump rally get kicked out because they assumed it was an anti-Trump shirt. I thought this tweet was funny. I mean, obviously his shirt was, I thought this tweet was funny. Obviously, he was yelling and screaming and got people's attention. He was wearing a shirt that said, kill your local pedophile. But a lot of conversation around this online. This is what Canada is watching. This is what our neighbors are watching. This guy who is cognitively declining, who is obese, who's eating fast food all day, who is sweating profusely, falling asleep in the middle of the day, run around and tell falsehoods every time he breathes. That's what they're watching. That is the United States now.
I'm going to be impeached. They're going to impeach me. They have no idea why. I saw it today. A congressman said on one of the shows, we're going to impeach President Trump. We're going to impeach. Oh, really? Why? The person was asking. Neutral commentator for a change. I like neutral commentators. Oh, I see. You're going to impeach him. Why? I don't know.
No, we know. We know. Trust me, we know. The amount of impeachable offenses that are clear as day are hard to count. And again, people in this crowd just eating it up. I have no idea. No idea how you go to those rallies and believe that stuff. Last clip here from today, Mike Johnson on Fox News. If you haven't already and you made it this far, why not hit like and subscribe, check out my YouTube channel. I appreciate you guys.
Can Republicans, though,
win and hold control of the House if the Iran war is still going on in November.
Absolutely. It would be helpful to get that thing resolved in the next 73 days. But if it's not, we're still going to win. People,
take your guesses. If the Iran war is still going on in 73 days, it's going to be going on, I suspect, for the next 2 years. It's okay because they're still going to win the midterms, Republicans. Right. Right. Make sure you're registered to vote. I appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. So check out my YouTube channel down below. Make sure you're liked and subscribed here. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.